Blog Talk Radio.
On the merry-go-round, you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we can walk it out. Ooh, my babe. We gon' walk it out.
Yes, we are doing that one more time. Good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in to Grassroots Talks and our very special show, our favorite show, It's When Numb Is Not Enough, hosted by the qualified, committed, not committed, but dedicated. Let's go with that. Okay, Dr. Tamecha Clark. Top of the morning to you, and hello again to all of you listeners. I see North Carolina's on the line, and I've got a couple of other new visitors, so welcome to you folks. Hopefully you will enjoy the show as much as we do. Dr. Clark, how are you?
I'm good this morning. Thanks so much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be joining us from. As always, I am delighted. I count it an honor. I count it a privilege to be able to share this space with you as we continue our conversation, When Numb Is Not Enough, as we address grief and loss and other aspects of our lives that are impacted when we have such events come in and try to filter their way in there. But there's always a way to get through it. And so hopefully today there are some more words of encouragement to get us going on our way so that we can live with intention and purpose as we continue our journey. So what are we doing today, Dr. Brown?
Well, you know, folks, the interesting thing about our show, as I always say, it's not rehearsed. While I've worked for many years along with Dr. Clark, she never knows what we're going to talk about. But this is when you really kind of got your A game right and you have the faith in the higher power. Many of us believe in Jesus Christ, and so long as you folks are grounded into something, I have nothing but respect for that. That's how this country was formed. Now, today we're going to talk about something called the blame game, Dr. Clark, okay? Mm. Yeah, the blame game. Let me help break this down a little bit because we've had 8 or 9 folks who have come in, and I'm going to shorten that up because we really want to get to this. Blame, the assigned responsibility for a fault or wrong. Okay. But unfortunately, in our lives, it's very difficult, and maybe Dr. Clark will be able to explain this later. Why is it so hard to accept responsibility and easy for us to blame or point the fingers on somebody else? Get a load of this, Dr. Clark. I blame my husband. This is what the lady says. The next one goes, I blame my boss. The next one says, I blame the bartender. Wait a minute, what? Okay, but yes, they do have responsibility, so if they sense you're a little too toasted, they're supposed to cut you off. Okay, you're going to blame the bartender. I don't know what happened there, but that one rose my attention. But I'm not done, Dr. Clark, okay? Because the next person said, I blame the drug dealer. The next one, I blame my parents. Okay, but it gets bigger. I'm sure North Carolina will love this one. I blame the country. Okay. And the next one says, I blame my friends. Well, maybe they wasn't your friends. But anyway, I'm going to leave that alone too. I blame the car. Are we serious? Okay, let's see here. Give me a scenario. I blame the car because I couldn't get to work because the car wouldn't start. I blame the car because I put on the brake, but it didn't. The brakes weren't working good enough, so that's why I ran into the car. I mean, come on. But okay, folks, if that's what you blame, that's good. But I'm glad that you're listening to When Numbers Not Enough, because Dr. Clark is going to help set you straight. And then hopefully we have time to maybe ask a question from maybe one or two of our listeners. But see, North Carolina doesn't think like everybody else. He doesn't do the blame game. So I don't know. We just never know where we all are coming from one day to the next. Dr. Clark, can you shed some light on the blame game?
I will do my best. I don't know the context of any of those responses. I don't know if there was an actual question of what it is that they're blaming or if there was a scenario behind it. But I'll tell you this. When we blame others or make other people or things or situations responsible for something that we are engaged in, that's just a way of deflecting. This is simply not holding yourself accountable for a particular situation, because we always, as I said a couple weeks ago, there's something that every last one of us do on a daily basis that whether we are aware of it or not, we do it all day long. From the time that we open our eyes until the time that we close them, we make a choice. We make choices throughout our entire day. We choose if we're going to wash our face, brush our teeth, take a bath, get dressed. We choose what we're going to eat. We choose whether or not we're going to go to work today or if I'm going to call in sick. We choose what attitude I'm going to have when I get to work. Am I going to let the people get to me and piss me off so I have a bad day? Or am I going to choose to go through this day and suck it up? We choose to allow people to treat us with respect or not respect. We choose to engage in certain activities or not. So when we say I blame the bartender, yeah, I have a certain amount of responsibility, but you have responsibility to yourself first and foremost. And when we blame people and we don't take accountability of ourselves, that goes back to our self-worth and our value that we place on who we are as individuals. And how do we view ourselves in this? Because if I value who I am and if I value my self-worth, it doesn't matter what situation I find myself in, I can hold myself accountable for that and not allow it to impact who I am in a negative way. Because part of being human, it's part of making is means that I'm going to make mistakes. I'm not going to get everything right. So I'm going to find myself in situations, whether I've made a right choice or not, that may not be very favorable for me. That doesn't mean I blame that situation for how it impacted me. It means I take that as an opportunity, again, to find the gift in that situation or that thing that happened to me, and I learn from it so that if I should find myself in that situation again or in that environment again with that person again, whatever it may be, it's now familiar to me, and I can now make another choice because the choice that I made last time, it did not work for me. So no one's responsible for anything that we do, that we say, where we are, where we be, but ourselves. And I think that's something that that happens in this whole arena of grief and loss. Sometimes we blame ourselves for that occurrence and for that happening. That bargaining phase that we go through, if I would have done this, if I should have did that, I should have did that, and that denial phase, all that is wrapped up in there. But there's just some things that we don't have any control over. And so it's knowing what's in my control, what I have control over, which are my decisions, the things that I choose to do, and those things that I don't. Because when it's out of your control, it's out of your control. But that doesn't mean that you can then put that responsibility off on someone else, because we all have a role. Like Dr. Brown says, the whole world is a stage. What role do you play? You determine whether you are the leading character or whether you are the supporting cast. But either way, it's a choice that's made. So that's what I say.
You know, I thought this was supposed to be a bit therapeutic. However, I don't know about you folks, but that felt like a tongue lashing to me to kind of get a few people straight. Because I looked at the comments here, and I purposely didn't go through the dialogue because some of these folks really wrote some long explanations, okay? But I can take a look at some responsibility, and maybe you folks can too, when the person said, I blame the boss. I do know that there was a time that I got terminated. I was mad at the boss, but I looked back later and understood they fired me because I was never on time. And that was the agreement. You show up for work and you work these hours. You know, I tried to stay over to make up the time. He goes, no, you're not making it up because the store is not open because you're late and I'm tired of it. So I got fired. Okay. So, you know, I'll send it out there in the ways, hey, boss, you were right, and I'm a much better person today. But now the bartender, I don't drink. But if anybody's going to blame their drunkenness or behavior on the bartender, they need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous, go to church, or call Dr. Clark, one of the three. And probably the third one might be best to talk it out, to work it out. Now, as far as the drug dealer, really? Okay, people take drugs not because they taste bad. It stimulates certain parts of their brain and makes them feel as though they can cope or things are all right, whatever the excuse might be. But you have to knock on the dope dealer's door. Yeah, they might have ran into you and offered you a freebie or, you know, a special discount rate to lure you in, but you still, as Dr. Clark said, had a choice. Come on. Blame it on the dope dealer. Yes, he was committing a crime, but guess what? You were too when you purchased from them. So y'all need to stop that, okay? Now, here's the lowest one in my opinion. You blaming it on your parents? Yes, there were some children that came into this world under extenuating circumstances. My mother had me when she was 14. Yes, that sounds like some type of an abuse from the 19-year-old father. They probably would have even called it rape. Don't get mad at me for being blunt, ladies and gentlemen, but this is an adult show, and sometimes we got to go there, okay? But at the end of the day, maybe it wasn't just the two of them. Maybe this was part of the divine order of how things were going to happen to create the gateway for me to come into this world and do whatever it is that I'm supposed to be doing by trying to inspire some of you folks to possibly be the best version of yourself that you can, because this numb is not enough. We know what we really are thinking most of the time. Something tragic has happened in our life, and to get through it, this is probably the reason why I'm here, you're on the line, and Dr. Clark, again, is saving the day, all right? So don't blame your parents, though. Come on. Well, my mother was a dope dealer or a dope head or something. Okay, and what did you do to help her out once you became an adult, okay? Or you laid it all off on your mom. Y'all, come on, okay. All right, then you're going to blame it on the country. Yes, this country has some issues. There is no doubt about that. I've traveled in different parts of this world, and it could get a lot worse, and that's all I'm going to say about that, okay? And if you really want to make a difference, go run for office yourself, all right, and see how that works out. Well, I blame it on my friend. Well, my friend might have been the one who told me I shouldn't do this. I might want to take a different course, but they weren't strong enough to talk me out of it. So we're going to blame the friend. Okay, that's a cute one. And then I blame it on the car. Well, for those of you who are driving buckets out there, I can kind of understand, but this is when you have the responsibility to park the bucket if you don't have the money, okay? Get some skates, get in health, and walk to get to where you're going. You don't have to drive the car if the car is not safe. Come on, blame the car, an inanimate object. Oh, we need some kind of lesson to help us get past this. For those folks who wrote this, this is what Dr. Clark is going to say to you as relates to laying the blame on even yourself or even others. It's just taking responsibility. Dr. Clark, can you help kind of clean this up?
Hello?
Yes, and we're waiting
Hello?
On Dr. Clark.
I lost you at that last part. You said the blame. The blame and responsibility?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to ask you to kind of help summarize where we are at to give us some direction. But before we go, I'm going to go ahead and tap into our elder statesman here today and see if he has something to share that can, when we talk about blame. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm doing this, folks. Dr. Clark is brilliant. There is no doubt about that. But there's another thing called rite of passage. Some of us know what that is. It's primarily when a young person transitions into adulthood. That's rite of passage. And you learn some stuff along the way and you carry it with you, and then you pass that down to the next one that's coming up. So we're going to talk to our elder statesman, our good friend over in North Carolina, about the blame game. Are you there in North Carolina?
Yes, sir, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. from personal experience, there is a correlation between the blame game and being in denial. I personally experienced that with my own life through a failed marriage, and I will not elaborate any further, but there is a correlation between the two because I experienced that, and when you just stand there and shake your head about, would you accept at least accept responsibility for something? No, because of. So it's so frustrating when a person you thought you knew after 16 years no longer is willing to accept personal responsibility for what happened. So it was a tough road to hoe. So, and years and, well, actually years and years of counseling before it got me through that. So it's just tough to deal with sometimes.
It sounds like you didn't lay blame either way, or that it was culpable, that it may have been both parties, and you're just not going to be stuck with the blame game on this. You've moved on. Is that what we're hearing?
I did move on after much, much counseling, personal counseling, and it was sad to see. You know, you even expected, even infected my children, and so it was tough to watch, and still is to this day.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. So the words of wisdom is your recommendation for people who want to blame others is?
Well, we, like our caller said, to not be in denial and must hold ourselves accountable. And at the end of the day, that's a good thing because we're giving ourselves the opportunity to be better people. We're giving ourselves an opportunity to, again, value who we are and to be real with ourselves. If we cannot be real to ourselves, then there's no way that we can show up in the world that we live in and be real with those in our space. And so blaming others for things, again, I agree, it's part of denial. Like I said, it's one of those stages that we go through, right? It's not easy to sometimes hold ourselves accountable because we don't always like what we see when we look into the mirror. But that's when we can grow the most. That's when it's time to dig our heels in, get ourselves firmly planted, pluck out some of the weeds, pluck out the weeds of denial, pluck out the weeds of doubt, pluck out the weeds of blaming others, pluck out the weeds of not taking responsibility, and begin to own who we are as individuals. And once we start to own who we are as individuals, should we make a decision that's not favorable, we can be okay with that, and we can learn how to move forward and still be intentional in how we live and get through this chaotic world that we live in. So let's work at when we find ourselves in a situation where we want to blame, do some thought blocking. Stop ourselves and say, no, we're not going to do that. What role do I play? How did I contribute to getting here?
because there's always more than one side. I don't care how flat a pancake is, a pancake has two sides. And so we must look at both sides of the story and figure out which side are we on. And know that it's okay, but don't blame, because you have a role to play.
Because a pancake has two sides. Okay, that was an original quote by Dr. Clark, and that just takes... I have a caller on, I can't say their name, but their last three numbers are 396. Caller 396, would you like to comment on some of today's remarks? Your line is open. Well, it looks as though the crickets are around and they don't want to talk today, but I just want you to know that you're welcome, because your interjection is just as important as North Carolina's, as Dr. Clark, or even mine. We need to be able to share different opinions as to how we grow, because sometimes we never know where we're going to get that magic piece of information that may help move us along. So, Dr. Clark, is there any exercise or tools that you can pass on to our listeners so that they can be more prepared to process the blame issue if there's any real reason to blame? Might be it just is what it is. I don't know. What do you think?
It might be an is what it is situation, but I offer that we go through our day and set intentions for every section of our day. So in the morning, set an intention for yourself that I'm going to be responsible and accountable for every decision I make from breakfast to noon. And then do an inventory and see if you held yourself accountable for those things. And then do the same from lunch to dinner. Hold yourself with the intention that I'm going to hold myself accountable for every action that I take. And by the end of the night, do that self-evaluation and see how the pat on the back for those times that you did it, but don't criticize yourself for those times that you did not. But look at those times and ask yourself, well, why was I not able to do it then? And then apply that to the next time that you find yourself in that situation. And your blaming will become less and less. And you'll learn that when you take accountability and you hold yourself responsible, that you are a much more productive person and that you can appreciate life more and you will live a better life, and you'll just be happier in general, and you will be contributing to your whole dimensions of wellness in your life. So just try it. You might like it.
Can you share the how folks can reach you once again, please?
Sure. DrClark.ROTM@gmail.com, 818-646-6608. And I look forward to hearing from you all soon.
Well, folks, we're about ready to wrap this up, but I'm going to send out a request that you folks don't turn off the station just yet as you're wrapping things up. Sometimes people do need to be called on this stuff if they are wrong. And I'm going to play a song today, and this is personal. I'm not going to say any names, but maybe they'll know who they are, because both of them lived out a similar path of seduction to young women, young girls, who were probably pretty naive, things that their mom may not have had that talk with them, or the guys were so seductive that it overrode some of the things that the parents were trying to teach. And the girls wound up with some really, really tough things that had happened. But the perpetrators,
the drug dealers, whatever word that title that they want, I don't think that's as important. But I hope at some point that they will pay attention to the damage that they do when they take advantage of young women, because there's a cascade effect that not only addresses that young lady, but it also addresses her children, and that can be a trickle-down for a couple of generations because of the behaviors that some people took. And, yes, I'm calling some folks out, and those out there who know who they are, deal with it. And I don't care if you're even in heaven. I got to get that one off my chest, because these women are still dealing with some of the things that you chose to do because they were trusting. And that's all I'm going to say about that part. Let's see if we can get this thing going here. All right, there we go.
We were just kids playing in the rain. We were so and you broke a window pane. You were so afraid of what you'd done that I held your hand, little one, and I wouldn't let you run.
Bye.